Is it, Edwin, now your position that guidelines are the way forward, echoing what Peter Robinson said last night?
Yes, and that is something that I was trying to work on in terms of the guidelines, to identify a means of ensuring that doctors were in the best position with the families to make the best decision.
Let me remind you, Edwin, what you said, what you told the Assembly in December 2013 about these guidelines.
And further legal advice requested through the Departmental Solicitor's Office has confirmed that the revised guidelines cannot change the options available to couples facing the very difficult and emotional circumstances of lethal fetal abnormality. Any changes around lethal fetal abnormalities would require amendments to the criminal law, which is a matter for the Department of Justice, and I have written to the Minister for Justice and executive colleagues on this matter.
We have been doing work on, and this has all been a minefield for a long period of time, and we have been doing a considerable piece of work on this, which has been ongoing since I have left the Ministry. And we're convinced that we are better seeking to resolve this through guidelines as things stand. And
But you told the Assembly, I'm not having a go here, I'm trying to understand. You told the Assembly that revised guidelines could not change the options available to couples.
Revised guidelines won't change the law, and the law is very consistent in Northern Ireland. However, doctors are in a position where they can make assessments, and those assessments will be on a whole series of things, of the type of birth that has taken place, of the patient's mental health, of the impact that that's going to have on them. So the guidelines can do things in around what doctors make those decisions, but whether they need backing from doctors who have specialisms in psychiatry and so forth. And we can do work on guidelines that will.
But you also told the Assembly
enable doctors to proceed with those.
But you also told the Assembly in 2013, fetal abnormality is not recognised as grounds for termination of pregnancy in Northern Ireland.
Not on its own, no. But there is a whole series of issues. These are all hugely complex cases. Some people will want terminations. Many others will actually want to proceed, and I met those people as well, and that was a very emotional meeting, I might say, talking to parents who had went through with the pregnancy and who had given birth, and they were speaking of the very powerful impact, positive impact, that they had of even sharing that 24, that 48 hours with that little baby that they had carried for that 39 weeks.